Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Who can you not stand, and why is it that you're just like, I can't do it? My wife, we're watching the Grammys the other night, and Lil Nas X is performing Old Town Road, like with all the different remixes that have been like with everybody. And there's one remix where Mason Ramsey's on. If you don't know who he is, he's the Yodel Kid. And here's him actually performing with like old Lil Nas X and Billy Ray at the Opry.
Hold up, let me tell y'all something. You can't tell me nothing. Can't nobody tell me nothing.
It's good, McKenzie. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
I'm up in my razor, got 1,000 acres, right up on the cows, where they pray that it don't phase her. I-oh, yippee-yo-ki-yay. You ain't got no giddy-up and giddy out my way, I'm gonna take my horse.
Samara's like, oh my god, I can't stand that kid. And I'm like, you know what, I kind of agree, and I know he's cute and stuff, but... And I'm an adult man, but that kid just kind of annoys me. Does anybody else have that that bothers them? But also, maybe you've got something you're like, oh, I know it's bad, but I can't stand it. Probably a celebrity, most likely. 833-563-2539. Like, I know Liz is going to get mad about this. I can't stand any of the Kardashians. I can't.
You don't like any of the Kardashians?
When they talk, I'm like, oh, gosh. I'm gonna dry heave. Please.
Why? Please.
They're so annoying, I guess. That,
like,
for me.
Like, you think just the tone of their voice or the content of what they're saying?
I would say the tone of their voice. I get their reality TV. Everything is scripted, obviously. But it's just, you know, like, and then Kim did this.
I know. So they have what they call vocal fry.
Yeah, it's
and
really
And apparently
fry.
There's, like, a phenomenon with, like, people around my age that have vocal fry from watching, like, so much Kardashians. Because I've been watching the Kardashians since I was probably in, like, 6th or 7th grade. So someone, a vocal coach one time, told me, like, you speak in vocal fry. And I was like, what does that mean? And he showed me a clip of the Kardashians. I was like, well, I've been watching them since I was in 7th grade. And he was like, that's probably why.
That's so funny. I know. I mean, I'm very, very picky. I love like a really rich voice. And so especially when I have audiobooks or something, like I can't listen, of course, podcasts. I'm very picky. And I hate sometimes when I get a book and the person reading it has a terrible voice. I can't listen to it. Like, I need someone with, like, that's why I, like, love Oprah. I like someone with a rich voice that makes me want to keep listening. I can't stand, like,
Well, kind of sounding like that, and I love them. And it's just their voice. They don't do it on purpose. Do you guys know who Gilbert Godfrey is?
Yes.
I've met him.
Affleck! Okay, you met him. Yeah. Really cool dude, but he talks like that, right?
You know, that's part of his shtick.
Oh,
so
he doesn't talk like that?
When he's on, he is on. First of all, very little dude, very nice dude, very flirty little Gilbert Godfrey.
Hey, McKenzie, can I put my hands here?
I'll try to find the picture of us. He was cool, but when he was off, he was super chill and relaxed, but when he is on, he hypes it up.
Okay. Oh, no. I'm sorry. I see something on my screen. I'm not taking this call.
Take it.
No. Hi, Emily. You're on Joe and McKenzie.
Hello.
Hi. Who can you not stand?
I'm going to have to say Billie Eilish.
Okay.
Because whenever I listen to her songs, I can't understand what she's saying.
Yes, you can. Are you listening?
Interesting.
Oh, my God. My wife.
If you can tell me a song that I can really like understand what she's saying, I'll give it a shot.
But
Ocean Eyes. Astronomy Remix.
Astronomy Remix.
Ocean Eyes Astronomy Remix.
Actually, Emily, I'm really proud of you for standing up because it's almost like, taboo if you say you don't like Billie Eilish. So I'm proud of you for going against the grain, girl.
Hold on, wait.
I hate her hair.
Oh, my God. I think she's beautiful. And I can say that now that she's 18.
I do think she's beautiful. I will agree.
I mean, she's just cool because she's so different, I think, an individual.
You don't know. Okay, let's see. Like, here's one song I'm going to pull up real quick and see if you can just recognize any of it. All the Good Girls Go to Hell. You're telling me you can't hear any of these words she's singing?
Standing there, killing time. Can't commit to anything but a crime.
Standing there, killing time. Can't commit anything but committing a crime. Come on, Emily. You're just hating. You have to admit that. Just right now, say, raise your hand. Say, my name's Emily.
I didn't hear anything.
Okay, this ain't gonna work.
I think it's cool because a lot of times I even say to like my daughter and her friends, like, do you really like Billie Eilish or you like her because it's cool to like Billie Eilish? Like, do you like the music or you like because everyone, it's a cool thing to do?
No, I totally get that, but I was late to the party. But guys, I am a huge Billie Eilish fan musically, and I think she's gorgeous.
She got 4 Grammys.
That too.
I cannot stand, I think she's so annoying, Sarah Hyland from Modern Family. She dates Wells Adams.
Is it because you love Wells?
It's not because I love Wells. I just think she is low-key one of the most conceited, cocky people. And she tries to act like, oh, I'm this dork. I'm this goofy dork. And I'm like, girlfriend, no, you're not. And you know you're not. You're like stunning. You're a supermodel. And like, you know it. Like, she gets dressed to the nines for everything. She will be at the beach and be like dressed head to toe in jewelry, body jewelry, like all of this stuff. So I'm like, don't act like you're this like quirky dork when you're clearly not at all.
Interesting. Mine would be Jon Stewart. And I love Jon Stewart.
What?
I'm only saying this because when he went off the political deep end, I don't enjoy him anymore. Like, I loved him as a comedian. I think he's brilliant. He's super smart and sharp. And I like that he is using his platform. But it's all politics. I don't want to hear it. I appreciated him for his humor back in the day. Now I just feel like he's just angry and wants to argue about politics all the time. That's just not my shtick. That's just not what I'm into anymore.
Yeah, I think politics are important, but I don't want to talk about that either. 24/7. I agree. It totally burns me out.
Yeah, his humor before, like at award shows, I understand people using their platform, but...
Oh God, the Grammys was nothing but that.
But I just like, just be you. Let's celebrate just be music, okay?
Oh, I feel so bad for Rachel. We're not doing it now, but coming up, she said, oh, I can't stand this song. She cannot stand Tones and I, Dance Monkey.
It has grown on Joe and I. We hated
it. I hated
now
the song.
Now we love it.
Yeah, now I like it. I mean, come on, how do you not like this song? All right, I'm not playing it now, but I will play that coming up if you do want to hear it. If not, Rachel, I'm giving you a heads up so you can, you know, maybe turn the radio down just a little bit.
Lucy told me that's her favorite song we play right now.
Really?
My 9-year-old.
Dance Monkey.
Yeah, she loves it.
Hey, take it to Twitter, Joe McKenzie, and let us know what you cannot stand, like what person and why that is. All right, who's ready for Dare Dice? All right, I think in lady talk, that means yes, Joe. It sounds wonderful. So we'll do that next on Joe McKenzie.